talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and as it is now, it's being made in Ukraine. Some disclosures about the state of the war are increasingly positive. Ukraine has now bombed various Russian oil depots in Russia itself. We reported yesterday that they had bombed an oil depot in Bryansk, 70 miles from Ukraine. They bombed another one 20 miles from Ukraine. They bombed several more. Russia is having the war taken to it in a very, very clever, smart way. And what do I mean by that? If you had NATO bombing Russia in its own territory, at some point, Putin could make a miscalculation and respond to nuclear weapons. But he invaded Ukraine. And Ukraine is responding, bombing the oil depots that are fueling that war right in the Russian territory itself near Ukraine. That lessens the insult. When I say insult, I mean, Putin is a psychopath. I thought he was a sociopath. I think he's a psychopath. Putin is a genocidal sadist, but he is expecting some kind of military response from Ukraine. He's getting it. The thing that has enabled this is that the West, led by the United States, has now shipped in very heavy artillery, very heavy controlled tanks, combat vehicles. What do I mean by that? Heavily armored. And there's some video, if you go online, of them taking out Russian tanks and Russian armed vehicles. It's really quite extraordinary video. They are using what are called Tochka ballistic missiles, attack helicopters, and saboteurs slipping over the lines into Russia and targeting rail lines that are used to supply Russian troops in Ukraine and to transport Russian soldiers. Ukraine has 90 Tochka missile launchers, more than 500 missiles, and each of these missiles is 250 pounds. The warhead's 250 pounds. These are formidable weapons, and they were left over from the Soviet Union. When Ukraine became free in the early 90s, they gave up their nuclear weapons. They had substantial nuclear weapons, and frankly, if they still had them, Russia would not have gone into Ukraine, and Ukraine would have been admitted to NATO by now. But they gave up their nuclear weapons in return for what was called the Budapest Accord. Meeting in Budapest, and sadly, the United States and Russia guaranteed Ukraine's national borders against any attack. Those were in the days when Boris Yeltsin had become president. Mikhail Gorbachev, the last communist leader, had paved the way. He was a very enlightened guy, very enlightened guy. And everybody looked on the United States and Russia as sympathetic to Ukraine and would guard Ukraine from external attack. From whom? I don't know, China, Islamic countries, who knows? When Putin came to power, he ripped up the Budapest Accords. And sadly, to our shame, we've ripped them up too. We have an obligation under the Budapest Accords to protect the national borders of Ukraine, even when they're not in NATO. Even when they're not in NATO, we don't invoke Article 5 of NATO. If any NATO country is attacked, all NATO countries respond. Nevertheless, when you enter into a kind of three-part NATO-type agreement with the Ruskies, Ukraine, and us, then the Ruskies go organized crime. They go Russian mafia, they rip it up. We had an obligation. The excuse used by the State Department under Obama in 2014 when Russia went in and took Crimea, which was part of Ukraine, was that that was not a treaty approved and enacted by the Senate of the United States, whereas NATO is. You know, I practiced law for 40 years. I'm tired of legalisms. If you talk to an experienced lawyer, they are less technical and less legal than anybody you know. They're common sense. The more you practice law, the more your common sense. If I tell a country in Budapest in 1994 that I'm going to guarantee their national borders and I have the ability to do it, and the Ruskies go organize crime and try to get out of it, you tell the Ruskies early on, sorry, Jack, the Budapest Accords are there. We are going to protect Ukraine. And back in December and January, we should have sent massive armaments into Ukraine. And frankly, we should have sent troops to Ukraine, just like we do to Poland. Putin would not have dared to attack them. He would have ranted and raved, talked smack, all this stuff. But the Budapest Accords were ripped up to our shame. That said, we are supplying Ukraine massively now. This space, this airspace, me, Matt Flynn Direct, for what, the last 2 months, have been saying, Joe, send the planes, send the shorter ship missiles, send the heavy artillery, the multi-launch missile launchers, send them. Well, that wasn't what got him to do it, but that was part of the outcry. A lot of other people were saying the same thing, and he's finally doing it. Has not given them the planes, although it looks like probably Latvia, possibly Poland, has sent them planes, the old MiGs that I was calling about. There were 70 of them. Now Ukraine has some of them. And U.S. intelligence has said that Ukraine now controls the majority of its own airspace. They have great pilots. It has put up its own air defense and its own no-fly zone, so to speak, in the western and northern parts, in the southern and eastern, sadly, along the Black Sea, and then on the Russian border. That's where Mariupol is and these other ones. That is not as much the case. But the Russians are starting to run out of ammo. And when I say ammo, I'm not talking about bullets for a 45. I'm talking about shells, artillery missiles. And why is that? Because Putin and the oligarchs have stolen something like 80% of the wealth of Russia. And the wealth of Russia is defined as their treasury and their trade surplus from oil and gas. $1 trillion has been stolen. If it had not been stolen, it had been used in Russia to improve everyone's life, and even to support their own military, it would be a lot different. But I've said it again, I'm going to say it now. There'll be an invoice for tanks, 100 tanks. Let's say it's $100 million. The invoice is signed, and it looks like they were delivered. Maybe 20 tanks were delivered, and the other 80 never were manufactured. And the money went into the bank accounts, the hidden bank accounts, Putin and some of the oligarchs. And that's what's happened. That's what's happened. And these clowns now say, well, we want to export Russian culture, quote unquote, back to what? The Warsaw Pact countries? What is Russian culture? Sadism, fraud, murder, rape, theft, servility, wiretapping your phones. That's Russian culture now. That was not Russian culture when Pushkin, Dostoevsky, Tolstoy were writing. Tchaikovsky was composing. That was not Russian culture. Well, that was under the czars. In an odd way, it was always part of a clumsy Russian culture, but they let major artists slip through, major mathematicians. So they're not exporting 19th century Russian culture. They are exporting Nazism. Nazism has to be destroyed wherever you see it. Genocide has to be destroyed wherever you see it. Putin is a genocidal sadist. He's destroyed Russia's reputation. The head of Russian independent radio just got shot down. And he said, Putin has set back Russia 40 years. I have news for you. He set back Russia 100 years. He set it back to Stalin and the early part of Lenin is what he set it back to. The average person is beginning to look at on a Russian as sadism on the hoof. When you look at another people as sadism on the hoof, theft on the hook, hoof, fraud on the hoof, as a rabid animal, you end up hating them, which is bad in general, and it's bad for you too, and it's wrong. But it's going to be a long, long time before Russian artists, athletes are permitted in this country. And if they do come in, they're going to be afraid to go out at night to a restaurant, walk down a dark street by themselves. That's what's happening. That is what's happening. And that can only be changed if Putin is dragged out by a howling mob and disappears under their stomping boots. That is the only way, in a Russian mob as well. But the good news right now is Ukraine is fighting back. We've given them the means. They're a magnificent people. They're unified, and they're a great fighting force, a great fighting force. Now the question is, how do you relieve Mariupol? How do you extend this aggressiveness to eastern and southern Ukraine? How do you drive the Ruskies out of the ports on the Black Sea? How do you just drive them all out? And that is Zelensky's mission. I mean, that's the Zelensky's dilemma right now. And it's only going to be solved by increased American, especially, and NATO arms. Two of them immediately, heavier, more planes. And how about ship-to-shore missiles? How about it? Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this looks like a false flag operation by Russia in Moldova. Why do I even talk about Moldova? Why are we talking about this? Because the Ukraine war, the sadistic invasion of Ukraine by the Ruskies, is the premier foreign policy, is the premier issue facing the United States right now. And it underlies domestically the fight over our own democracy, attacked by the Republican Party, which we get to frequently and we will get to again. Moldova is a small country. It's not in NATO. It's southwest of Ukraine. And it is one that borders on NATO countries. It would like to get into NATO. It's an unusual country because there the Dnieper River flows through. And why am I even mentioning that? Who cares about the Dnieper River? Because on the east coast of the river, there's a little swatch of Moldova that the Russians now call Transnistria that borders on Ukraine. It has some Russian speakers there, so Russia flat out declared the, quote, independent Republic of Transnistria. Who, come on. That sounds like a fake thing from a board game or a really bad B movie. I remember 40, 50 years ago, and really don't look this movie up. This is one of the worst movies I ever saw. It was called, it was about the country of Parador, P-A-R-A-D-O-R. And that was a fake country that basically was a combination of Paraguay and Ecuador. And it just basically was a spoof on Latin American strongmen and all this. And it was a comedy and very, very clumsy. In any event, Transnistria sounds like a fake country like that. And it is. It's Moldova. It's Moldova, guys, okay? And so, but the Ruskies have sent in troops. They're there right now. The Ruskies have betrayed that they are afraid of the West. They have troops in Transnistria right now that could easily enter Ukraine from the West towards Lviv. And they don't do it. Why? Because they know that they'd be wiped out. At some point, NATO would look at that and say, enough's enough. But they stand there in their uniforms. They demand to see passports and all this kind of thing. Well, there was an explosion in Moldova, in Transnistria, blowing up an ammo or a fuel dump. And mysteriously, there were no casualties. It was done sort of surgically. It is all the earmarks of a false flag operation of Putin, who has been Mr. False Flag going back to the year 2000. Why do I say that? Because in the year 2000, 2001, it looked like Yeltsin was coming to the end of his service, and Putin wanted to be the new guy, new head guy, former KGB guy. So he just had KGB people blow up apartment buildings in Moscow, Russia, kill 300 Russians. Said it was Chechens. He needed to have control of the country just for a little period of time while he closed down Chechnya. Everybody goes, okay, just like Hitler did when he came in as chancellor in 1932. And a few years later, he goes, I got to dissolve Congress, which is called the Reichstag over there. We got to dissolve the Reichstag. Just give me full power for 4 years and I will take care of business. And oh, by the way, Poland attacked us and it was a false flag. And then suddenly you had the Second World War, the Holocaust, destruction of millions of people. And this is what you get with Putin too. Anyway, this false flag operation, Zelensky spoke and our intelligence people have spoken. This is Russia blowing up one of its own oil depots. Now, this has gotten blended in the background because Ukraine is blowing up Russian oil depots in Russia, just to the north of Ukraine. So the fact that Putin's going false flag in Moldova is somehow, you know, shoved in the background. But the point of the matter is this, that they are trying to set up an excuse to go into Moldova, the minute they secure the southern border of Ukraine. And when they do that, if they do that, from Mariupol over to Odessa, they'll control all the Black Sea ports, the Sea of Azov ports. Ukraine will be an amputated country with no seaports, no way to get their crops out, their wheat out, or anything else. They'll have to do it by rail through Poland, very expensive and cumbersome, and it'll cripple their economy. That's why it's important. You can't let Russia go, okay, we just want the Donbass in southern Ukraine. No, you can't have that. And Lloyd Austin, whom I've developed a great deal of respect for, the Secretary of Defense, said that part of our mission is to weaken Russia militarily so that it can't go into any other countries. And it won't go into any other countries. And General Milley, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, just said that if Russia gets away with what it's doing in Ukraine, it'll have drastic consequences for the rest of Europe. And he is right. He is right. Now, here's one strategy, and it's starting in the East, believe it or not. Russia just warned Japan on joint American-Japanese military exercises near the Russian border. What does that mean? Why do I care? Why are you listening to this? Why aren't we going local on some stuff? We are going to go local on some stuff, but this interests me a lot and is very important. Pay attention to this. Japan was our mortal enemy in the Second World War. Now it is the linchpin of our alliance, what they're calling the New Asian NATO, in containing China. But Russia, back in 1905, decided that they were getting pretty big for their britches and they should probably invade Japanese-held and Chinese-held territory in the Pacific and have ports there, because really they have the Baltic ports, but then they have the Black Sea ports, but they need permission of Turkey to get through the Dardanelles to get to the Black Sea. So they go and they get creamed by Japan in the war of 1905, the Russo-Japanese War. And it was just like Ukraine. Japan had no military capacity to speak of. This is way before the Rising Sun type samurai types. In my samurai, they had those in the 16th century, but I'm talking about the ones where Japan thought that somehow they should control the world. 1905, they had nothing, and they beat Russia. And Russia had to give up territory. It lost a port. It had Port Arthur. And Japan and Russia have hated each other ever since. China and Russia have hated each other ever since. China and Russia fought a shooting war, which you won't remember, in 1969 in the middle of the Vietnam War, where they were fighting over some disputed islands. It should be easy for us diplomatically to turn China and Japan against Russia. And while China is mouthing off that maybe they're going to support Russia in some things, the truth of the matter is they hate them. Well, the Japanese and our military are doing joint drills right near Russian territory, on Japanese territory, on Japanese territory. Let's see a little more of that. Let's put pressure on the Ruskies all over the world. Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan, just north of Afghanistan, was part of the Soviet Union. In Kazakhstan, the people in Kazakhstan are Muslims. They hate Russia. And when Russia demanded that Kazakhstan troops come to Ukraine, they said, drop dead. Why not incite people in Kazakhstan and do it very skillfully to threaten Russia militarily on that border? How about the Taliban in Afghanistan? Taliban fought them before. Taliban are no good. Fundamentalist Muslims have killed people, hate the United States. I get it all. I get it all. So what? They're easily lathered up. We should go back after the Ruskies. They should go back after the Ruskies. The Ruskies should be looking at all of their borders going, oh my God, that's what they should be doing. Now, I assume people in our government understand this and are thinking about it. And I think that the fact that we're doing joint ops with Japan on the Russian border is outstanding. Outstanding. Keep putting on the pressure on this idiot till the mob drags Putin, the murderer, out, polishes him off, and puts somebody in there who's probably going to be a thief, but may not be a sadist or as much of a sadist as this guy. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Excellence.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go to Wisconsin. There's plenty of history being made in Wisconsin, and some of it very bad, given the Republican Party, gerrymandered illegitimate legislature. Robin Voss just extended Mike Gabelman's, $11,000 a month, $20,000 a month to staff package indefinitely. What? All right, well, here's the background. Trump attacked Voss. We know that he attacked him a year ago when Voss hired Gabelman in the first place to appease Trump, but he attacked him 2 days ago. Why did he attack him? Because Voss had said that Gabelman has missed several deadlines. He's on the gravy train. He's pretending to do work to get a taxpayer payment, to get a paycheck. He's a no-show. So Voss said, all right, he's blown a number of others. I am terminating him now. Right now, end of April. Guy hasn't done jack. Trump's ego is such that he loves the idea that anybody investigating the 2020 election under any circumstances, no matter how crazy and crooked, somehow soothes his ego and has to keep going on. So Trump put out a statement on Monday. Today's Wednesday. He put out a statement 2 days ago, and here's what he said. Quote, anyone calling themselves a Republican in Wisconsin should support the continued investigation in Wisconsin without interference. I understand some rhinos, and by the way, that stands for Republican in name only. It's a pejorative. I understand some rhinos have been interfering in Wisconsin. I'm sure their primary opponents would get a huge bump in the polls if the rhinos interfere. This is on Monday he said this. I'm going to say it again. Quote, Trump puts out a statement publicly. Anyone calling themselves a Republican in Wisconsin should support the continued investigation in Wisconsin without interference. I understand some rhinos, and this is, he also said, have primary challengers in Wisconsin. I'm sure their primary opponents get a huge bump in the polls if the rhinos interfere. On Tuesday, Voss groveled and said, I'm going to extend Gabelman. And Gabelman said that he would reduce his fee. Somebody goes, all right, what did he reduce it to? I don't know. I'm not saying. Maybe he reduced it to 15,000 from 11,000. That's a Republican reduction. Hey, look, the guy's in the gravy train. The guy's in the gravy train. If a guy comes to you and he goes, I'm going to give you taxpayer money, 11 grand a month for a long time. And you decide when it's over and you don't have to do any work. Okay. And this is clearly going to go on to 2022. I mean the November election, go on to 2024, because Trump will threaten to primary Voss, and a primary opponent would get a bump in the polls, because various brain dead followers of Trump will go, oh, that must mean Voss is a bad guy. Well, he is a bad guy, but they'll think he's a bad guy for the wrong reasons. And they'll go with, you know, John Q. Schmuck, somebody they pull out of the ground, you know, down in Walworth County. So good God, why am I afflicted with this kind of stuff? So the clown goes, okay, yeah, you're on the, and your staff, oh yeah, 20 grand. They want to raise, well, all right, don't tell me what it is. How is this happening out of our tax dollars? How the heck is this happening out of our tax dollars? Why for the love of Pete, is the Supreme Court not shutting this down, saying this is unconstitutional? Evers should be able to veto this. Evers should be able to veto this. But Evers is not being given a chance because the Republican Supreme Court. We're going to the lines. Start with Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks, Dick. What's on your mind today?
A little different topic. I got to thinking about the war in Ukraine and Trump. And here he is again. You know, man, he loses a line of credit with Russia going down, but he also loses a huge debt, right? He's not going to have to pay anything back now. I mean, and I know this is on the stupid side, but after seeing Lloyd Austin and the way he handles himself, I think if you stood him facing Eastern Ukraine and he bellowed out, get the you-know-what out of this country, Russia would leave.
Yeah, I think an awful lot of Lloyd Austin early on. He's a general. He's a terrific guy. I'm going to hold off coming in on your comments, Dick, which I think were great. I'm going to go to Matt of Janesville, my friend. Thanks for calling, Matt. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? Thank you so much for the platform to speak my mind. Recently, I just went to the National Dog Championship in California, and I was sitting there talking to the police in California, and the police officers told me that a large percentage of the police are quitting the police force in California and moving out because the Democrats are making laws that if you fiddle a kid, it's only a it's less than a misdemeanor, and it's viewed as a mental illness. And this is the same stuff that's going on in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's giving kids in their custody sex changes, and they're charging the general public for this, and I don't like it. And I think we should be having conversations about this across the country, what we're doing to our kids, you know, and I'm really upset about it. Like, we need to have conversations. Screw what's going on in Ukraine. We need to fix why our government across the country is making it okay to fiddle kids and making, you know, very lenient laws.
Okay, Matt, let me respond, because you raised a lot of different issues. First of all, and I'm not saying you're with QAnon, but what you have just described is the QAnon position. And QAnon is there's a guy named Q who won't identify himself, and he's crazier than a $3 bill. Okay, so this business about children, child sexual abuse is intolerable. It's wrong. The California Democratic Party and no one else, and in addition, no one else has ever reduced the penalties for it as you've described. What I would say is, I suspect that when you say you were at a dog championship, not sure why in a dog championship you were having conversations with police officers about pederasty, but I mean, you know, I don't know what kind of a dog championship it was. But the point of the matter is that that's just false information. So whether you got it from a police officer, or whether you heard about it on social media, that's QAnon stuff. As far as police quitting, being a police officer is a very tough job, and it has high turnover. I enormously respect police, because my uncle and my cousin were police officers, one of them in New York and one of them Connecticut, and they had very tough jobs. So I think the police deserve our full support, and quite frankly, the turnover is not a good thing. It is not true that people are administering the kind of surgeries you're talking about, and then making people pay for them and all this. So, Matt, here's the deal. I mean, I'm assuming you're not QAnon. I'm assuming that you saw this on social media, and I'm assuming that in good faith you believe it. And so I would simply commend to you that this is pure QAnon talking points. It's the same stuff that they attacked the Supreme Court Justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson, recently, and pull it out of thin air. This is some of the Republicans. And it's sad because you take a absolutely terrible issue that everybody in both parties stands for measures to oppose and stands against this kind of conduct, and to attribute it to one party is the kind of thing that's really a QAnon political thing. So anyway, when you see stuff like that on the media, and I'm talking about social media, just know it's a plant. And by the way, some QAnon plants on social media come from Russia, China, and Iran. Did you know that? In other words, Russia, China, and Iran don't go on social media with a Chinese flag or Russian flag or an Iranian flag. They pretend they're Americans. They're not. They hate America. Anyway, you're always welcome to call in, but obviously if it's just propaganda that you got on social media, then just so you know, that's what it is. And then as far as Dick of Madison's excellent comments as well, Lloyd Austin is great. And I think it's time for us now to clean the Ruskies out of eastern Ukraine and southern Ukraine. Get those ships away from the shore. They're not going into Odessa. Relieve Mariupol. Putin is back down. You know, he occasionally yells, nuclear weapons, and he doesn't do jack. We are sending weapons that are killing his people. We've given him intelligence that the Ukrainians were able to shoot down a Russian transport plane and kill hundreds of troops on the plane. What does Putin do? Nothing. Scurvy dog is hiding in his rat hole, to mix a metaphor. Better get rid of him. But I want to get back to Gableman and Voss. It really, really angers me, frosts me, that he has state taxpayer money as his piggy bank. Where are the controls? Where are the financial controls? This kind of thing should be passed by the legislature in public. In public, when he was first asked about Gableman, he said, I just hired him. Ask him. I don't know. What's he making? I don't know. Who's he hired? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? This is our tax dollars. And then it took the media to sniff that out. And when you sniffed it out, the people he hired were these conspiracy theorists. They were conspiracy theorists. That's who they were. And they're getting 20 grand a month, and he's getting 11. And he just got extended indefinitely because Trump threatened him on Monday, and he caved on Tuesday. And Chris Kapenga, president of the Senate, Republican from Brookfield, is so ashamed, he's announced he's not running again. And we're going to pick that seat up. We have some very good candidates. Tom Paulsiewicz, our former congressional candidate, is running. He's excellent. But here's the deal. Kapenga's the guy who went to Trump and said, you are Thor's hammer to my bobby pin. I am nothing. I wear socks with your pictures on it. Hey, I don't wear socks with anybody's picture on it. What kind of weird stuff is this? What man goes to another man and says, I'm a bobby pin and I wear socks with your picture on it? That's a seriously strange individual. He hangs his head in shame, scurries like a dog out of politics. And this is Brookfield, for Pete's sake. People out in Brookfield have some savvy. They're not going to put up with this. Give me a break. And he caves to Trump. Voss caves to Trump, and they're using my money for it. And I don't want my money used for it, and they're using your money too. I'm tired of this. It's fraud. It's crooked. It's theft. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There was a Senate hearing on Ukraine just now, and I thought that Rand Paul had reached the depths, the depths of degradation for a Republican senator. But I was wrong. He exceeded himself and he went lower. This guy should not be in the Senate. A number of them shouldn't be in the Senate. Josh Hawley shouldn't, Ted Cruz, these kinds of people. But Rand Paul was questioning Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State. And he just went with Putin's talking points. Putin's talking points. He blamed NATO for the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And he said that Russia was justified in the invasion because Ukraine had been part of Russia, as he said, in the Soviet Union. And by that, he misspoke. He didn't mean it was part of Russia, but he meant that Russia controlled it. And then back when Montenegro, for instance, put in for NATO membership, Rand Paul voted against it. John McCain, at the time he was alive, said, Rand Paul is working for Russia. This is John McCain. What's going on? For one thing, I would scrutinize, I'd have a grand jury convened and scrutinize Rand Paul's contributions. Where do they come from? You know, now after Citizens United, there's a lot of dark money that can come through and they don't have to reveal where it came from. But there is a law that makes it a felony to get a contribution from a foreign country or a foreign individual. In this particular case, what would induce a senator from Kentucky, for Pete's sake, from Kentucky, to say these things? Say Ukraine is part of Russia, Soviet Union, we should not interfere. Now, a couple of things that really go beyond this, that really go beyond this. Rand Paul is also the guy. Remember, in the Senate, one vote can hold things up forever. In the 19th century, it could have held it up forever. Now, they have such a high opinion of themselves. A lot of these guys, they sit around, they think like they're senators in the Roman Senate in the 3rd century or something. They have togas, they lie on a velvet couch, and somebody, you know, feeds grapes into their mouth. I mean, they have a pretty high opinion of themselves. And many of them are lazy as hell, and many of them do no work, and they are hairballs clogging the drain. That's what's happening with many of them. Now, Rand Paul is one. They, to satisfy their vanity and ego, they have a deal where one senator can go, nah, let's just hold off on that. And that is how 4 of our ambassadors didn't get confirmed for months and months and months while things would deteriorate. Even our ambassador to NATO and the EU didn't get confirmed until finally there was so much pressure that they let him through. The individual at the State Department in charge of Afghanistan didn't get confirmed, and then we were trying to withdraw troops from Afghanistan at the time. The individual in charge of Iran and the negotiations didn't get confirmed. The Republican Party is injuring America to injure Biden. That's what they're doing. And Rand Paul takes it to the nth degree. During the last launching of missiles by Iranian-backed people from Lebanon and the Gaza Strip into Israel, more than 4,000 missiles sent, more than 4,000. And Iran is working on guided missiles, so the next time they would be targeting buildings. Israel has the Iron Dome that we provided, and they were able to fend off most of these missiles. So Rand Paul goes, no, I'm not going to vote to replenish those defensive weapons, opening up the country, our ally, to destruction by Iran. Rand Paul is not an American. I don't care where he was born. Yeah, I'm sure he has citizenship. He is a traitor to our country. And I know Kentucky. I had relatives that lived in Louisville. Good state. I served in the Navy with guys from Kentucky. Excellent guys. Excellent shipmates. Excellent military men. However, there's a sickness down there that will vote for Rand Paul. And his name isn't Rand Paul, by the way. He was originally Randy Paul. Bill's wife said, you know, Randy sounds like a really weak name. Why don't you chop off the Y, Rand Paul? That sounds, And it also is the name of Ayn Rand, who is the right-wing novelist that a lot of people on the right say, you know, they don't read, by and large, most of them, but they'll claim they read Ayn Rand because she stood for capitalism. And Ayn Rand was born in Russia. She came to this country when she was 12 years old. The stuff she wrote was she thought she understood Nietzsche and she misunderstood him, didn't read him carefully enough, didn't have the brains to read him, wrote stupid stuff. You can read the stuff. And so everybody goes, oh, Ayn Rand. Oh, Rand Paul. He must like Ayn Rand. This is how sick. Hey, so, Kentucky, listen to me. Read a book. Read a book. Read Nietzsche. And then figure out what Ayn Rand did wrong. Why don't you read some other book? Maybe a lot of books. A lot of books. This kills me. This kills me. This slays me, this guy. And he's saying this stuff, sticking up for Russia. This is like Tucker Carlson. And he has high ratings. Not because people agree with him, but they like to see a train wreck in motion. They like to see absolute spore state degradation. And some of them probably do agree with him. People know no history. What Blinken should have said, what Blinken said to him was, just because Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union doesn't give Russia, now that they're free, the license to invade them. That's true, just like Poland. Yeah, how about this, Blinken and Paul? Ukraine used to be part of Russia only because it was part of Poland in 1795. And Russia invaded with Prussia and Austria and divvied it up and stole it from Poland. They stole it from Poland. Ukraine is closer to Poland than Russia. In 1917, Poland got independent again. Then the Nazis took over. And then the Russians and the Nazis had a pact to give Russia Poland. Russia has gotten its territory through theft, not through its degraded culture. And now Ukraine's free again. And the fact that it was part of the Soviet Union is only because of conquest and theft. Okay? And Rand Paul down in Kentucky hasn't read many books. And he better start reading some. He's going to shoot his mouth off. And the people in Kentucky, come on, at some point, you do a guy like this. You know, look, Hawley, you know Hawley? And then Hawley from Missouri, Cotton from Arkansas. These guys put holds. Hawley put holds on the NSA appointments and the State Department appointments until Biden fired Blinken and Sullivan. I mean, this punk from Missouri, couldn't find work in any other state. He probably couldn't find work in Missouri if he weren't in politics. What, he gets reelected? What's happening in Missouri? What's happening in Arkansas? Hey, guys, we all served together in the Navy, guys. I know who you are. Good guys. Look, get with the program here. Let's put some Americans in the Senate. I don't care. You say you want a Republican? Go ahead. Put in a Republican. Put in an American. Put in an American. We'll stand up for our country, stand up against the Russian mafia, stand up against jihad, and stand up against China. And the present guys you have in there, Randy Paul, Josh Hawley, and Tom Cotton, are no good. They're no good. And they're not representing you. They're not representing the United States. And we don't want them and their kind. We do not want them and their kind. So there you have it. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.